to break first. Ha ha, Washington Post.
Gauntlet prone.
Section, right.
Okay.
So Epicure is a Telly Award-winning web series by the George Washington. What?
I'm supposed to be doing that one.
No, you're not.
Yep.
No, you're not.
Yeah, see? Nikki Nellis, David Nellis.
Okay,
Nikki
go
Nellis.
Ahead. You do it.
This is
my marriage in microcosm.
This is the first take or what?
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Okay,
whatever.
Epicureans Virginia. Have you heard of it? It was new last year.
Okay.
What? It is Epicureans Virginia. Yeah. It's coming August 29th to September 1st next week in Leesburg. You get to savor some of Virginia's finest wines and cuisine. There's going to be great chefs like Natalie Dupree and Todd Gray. Beth Erickson is here. She's with Visit Loudoun. She's the president and CEO. Jordan Harris, you know him well. He's been in lots of times.
He's our Steve Martin.
He is a little bit like our Steve Martin. He's from Terrera. And Jason Miller, he is the owner of the Wine Kitchen. They're all in to talk about what's going on
there. Do I get to talk now?
Sure.
All right. Epicure.
Yay!
It's a Telly Award-winning web series.
You are right, David.
I got this far. Produced by the George Washington Medical Facility Associates. It's hosted by our old friend, Mark Silverstein. You guys remember him from the Food Network and now from Epicure. And Dr. Amar Modkor. And it pairs top docs from the medical facility with D.C.'s top chefs to cook up nutritious and delicious recipes for people who require special diets.
Okay.
All right. Want to talk about Sapporo?
Yes, I would like to.
All right, take it, baby.
Okay,
go.
Founded in 1876, Sapporo is Japan's oldest beer brand, and it's the number one selling Asian beer in the U.S. We're very lucky to have Dave Mahoney in with us today. He is Sapporo's VP and Director of Sales for Sapporo USA, and lucky us, he's brought in beers for us to taste and try in studio.
So, Dave, we're going to start with you. Give us a little bit of a history lesson, because we know from our research that Sapporo is basically a German brewing model, but it's inspired by a Japanese brewer. How did that happen?
Our first brewmaster was named Mr. Nakagawa, and he was actually German-trained. And like I said, the first brew was 1876 in the city of Sapporo, and then first came to the United States in 1964. And then Sapporo USA, which is who I work for, was created in 1984. And we sell our beers through about all 50 states, through about 285 beer wholesalers throughout the country.
I told you earlier, I just did justice to, I think, was it a 22-ounce can? Is that what that is?
Our iconic package is the 22-ounce can.
It was washing down my sushi and my sashimi at Raku.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the ingredients and how the product is put together.
You know, we follow through with about a three-week brewing process, you know, from the malting to the mash tub, to the brew tub, and then through filtering, and then through finally packaging. It takes about 3 weeks of brewing the product, sitting, storage, then filtering it, then packaging it.
Mm-hmm.
We do try to follow the original brewing formula as close as possible.
Which is what?
Well, that's the German purity law, which you can only have, you know, barley, hops, and water. And mm-hmm. in fact, even back then, yeast wasn't listed, but yeast has been added as recently. And we use, our
hops. Is the yeast added for flavor or for a certain texture?
Yeast is added for propagation to help the stems grow.
Make stuff happen.
Works out real well.
Okay. And so what does that lend to the flavor? Does it change the flavor
at
all?
The hops are the real flavoring agent. Right. So we use Hallertau hops and we use Scheck hops.
Okay. And then where are we barreling it? Are we doing steel barrels? Do you guys use wood barrels? What do you guys do?
It's in stainless steel kegs. Mm-hmm. We sell our product in 1/6 barrels called shotguns or half barrels.
Okay. Well, what are we going to try?
Shotguns,
I know. I was thinking we did those in high school.
All right. So
what are we going to try first?
Today we're going to try the Sapporo Premium, mm-hmm. which is our flagship brand. And then as I pop it open here, the things that we Sapporo really focuses on when they're brewing is, of course, the taste, the smell, the color of the beer. And as I pour it, what we're trying to do with Sapporo.
Can I go first?
Yes, Mark, give it to Mark,
It's a nice, rich golden color, mm-hmm. nice head retention. And you're going to find it to taste a little bit sweet up front, just a touch of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice, easy, sessionable lager beer. Maybe a little bit of refined bitterness.
I don't know. Mark's eyes rolled back in his head. I saw the Mark's
not,
eyes.
Mark's not passing them around.
I agree
I'm just going to pour a couple
retention.
Here.
Right, well, whatever that means.
I was going to let you take that one, Mark. I didn't need to say that.
Everybody looked at each other.
So are you saying that on yours the head was retained? Okay, good.
Yeah, the head was retained.
So while we're doing that nasty bit of work, let's talk to Travis about D.C. Oyster Fest. Do me a favor. Start with a history on Rappahannock Oyster Company, because, you know, there was that whole thing about the bay being, you know, filthy and the oyster population dying
out. Let's not use that word.
Well, it was. It was. And, sure. You know, things have changed.
Pass that down to Nikki there.
All right. Start talking.
Thank you.
So my great-grandfather actually started the company back in 1899. And they used the traditional wild harvest methods, you know, forever. And then it went dormant in about 90 when my granddad passed away. And then my cousin Ryan and I resurrected in 02. And we actually introduced aquaculture to the Chesapeake Bay. So a different way of growing oysters, a better way, not tearing up the bottom.
So you guys were the first of the kind of modern wave of
oyster farmers? Yeah, we were the first to kind of get all over the country.
You look like you're about 12. How did that
happen?
Were you in utero when
hair.
It started?
Dyed hair. Okay. Yeah. So we did that, and we had, you know, lots of the local chefs that are on Mark's lineup here coming up for Epicure were the ones that kind of embraced us and helped us get a national foothold, and there we go.
Well, let's talk about, so you opened up a restaurant first where? You have several restaurants, so let's talk about that.
At our farm, we have a tasting room called Miroir, which is where it started. We wanted to kind of mimic like the wineries and showcase our oysters, and that kind of snowballed.
Clever name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we trademarked it.
As well, you should have. And then you came up to Union Market?
Then, yeah, Richie called us to look at Union Market, and we had just visited Hog Island over at the ferry building, mm-hmm. so we knew exactly what he was talking about. We're like, let's do that one. And then at the same time, we were planning on opening up our big restaurant, Rappahannock, in Richmond with Dylan Fultonier from Blackbird fame.
Okay, and that opened already?
That's open already.
Okay, right. But before we get into the Oyster Fest, we know that you are opening some other property soon. You're a part of Graffiato, which is opening up in Richmond with Mike Isabella.
Yep,
that's going to open like in a week, right?
Hopefully so. Yeah, we're finishing up right now, so it just depends on how quickly we get, you know, liquor license, all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
so.
And then you've got two rock salts in the works.
Yeah, so I'm doing a new concept called Rock Salt, and we open up in Charlottesville September 3rd.
Okay,
and then later on in
September 3rd, so next week.
Yeah, I'm
what are you doing
it.
Here?
I'm losing it right now. That's how much I love you guys.
You know,
I'm here. Even though
it gets out to the oysters and the oyster beds are going to look at each other and go, run. Well, I can't run.
What is the concept, Rock Salt? Is it just an oyster bar or is it a little different?
It's more than that. We are anchored with a, you know, big wood-fired grill. Obviously, you know, I say oysters kind of start the experience to bring people in. Mm-hmm. And we're heavy on seafood, but we also have lots of local meats, poultry. Mm-hmm. Anything we can put on the big grill with wood fire, the better. So it's just kind of everything, but just a fun, upscale, casual place, but just lots of fun. Lots of beers on tap, you know, local beers.
Okay,
everywhere.
So you got one in September 3rd.
And Sapporo.
Okay, oh, and
for
Sapporo.
Sure.
There
for
we
sure.
go.
Yeah. We just lined up. Deal
so
up in the back room.
That's opening September 3rd in Charlottesville, and then in Asheville, it'll open in?
That'll be May.
May?
Of next year. Charlotte will be December of this year, and then I'll sleep a little bit, but
okay. So can we talk Mosaic?
And then Mosaic, we are opening up at.
Can we get a drum roll?
A new
right. So what are we opening up in Mosaic?
Early March.
What are we opening?
It'll be called Brine.
Okay.
And what is it? And
that's an exclusive. A Foodie and the Beast exclusive.
There you go.
So
Brine.
It's going to be a really similar concept, just lots of local foods. You know, at Rappahannock with our chef there, I saw how he could impact local farmers in a big way, not just talk about the game, but actually doing it. So we write a ton of checks, you know, 50 checks per week to different farmers. And so that's the goal. So with this new concept, I want to just kind of make that gigantic, just, you know, local farmers, local beers, local wines.
And do you know who the chef is going to be there yet?
I do, but I cannot release that yet.
So you're not getting out of here alive.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, now let's get to the Oyster Festival that is happening
DC
at Oyster
Union Fest.
Market. So let's talk about it. Why do, I mean, you guys do so much. You're involved in so many things. Why do your own Oyster Festival?
Well, it's the thing. Like, we do all these festivals all over the place and all these events. We're like, let's do our own. Union Market is such a perfect place to.
Are you doing it at Dock 5? Are you doing it in the back or in the front?
This year, Dock 5. And we want to just you know, learn. You know, from
well, let's be clear. Dock 5 is the area, the open area in the back.
Just
of the
in
market.
The back, yeah.
And the interior.
Pardon me. Where it can,
and
where
the second
it,
floor inside as well.
Where it can, any event can come in and sort of build itself out.
So this year we want to just kind of like learn the ropes and then hopefully next year move it out to the parking lot out front.
Okay,
I mean, it's a great place to host an event because we've participated in like 50 of them.
Right.
So we said, let's have our own party with our friends.
So let's talk about it a little, because what you got the debut of a new gin that's close to your heart, the Commonwealth Gin.
Yeah, from James River Distillery. My wife's a partner in that with Jonathan.
My nepotism
Staples.
Runs rampant in your family, doesn't it? Lots of, hello, Ryan. Hello, honey.
Lots of vertical integration with us, but that's how I do it. It's going to be sponsored by Dave and Mike from Three Stars, because they've been with us
since we opened. We had Dave in last week for DC Beer Week.
Red Apron's doing a hot dog cart. Gordy's Pickles, fried pickles. I mean, that's a party right there. DC City Smokehouse, the barbecue, Timber Pizza, wood-fired pizza with their oven. Early Mountain Vineyards actually coming down with their
Come with an Airstream, right? Bus.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
But are they serving just their wines? Because they have a whole Virginia Collective that they do. Will they be serving multiple wines? You don't know?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Trick
JP
question.
Would have known that.
How do you get all these partners? Do you just reach out to people and say, hey, we want to do an Oyster Fest?
So I travel other cities, and the thing I tell everyone, the reason that Washington is a food town is because everyone partners together. So we partner with these guys doing different events, and they're friends of ours. So it's just
you're friends with Steve Case at Early Mountain Vineyards. I want to be his friend.
Well, come on by Sunday, Saturday, September 6th.
I'm sure he'll be there.
And we're doing 20. You know, the entry is $20. It gets you starts off with a half dozen oysters and a beer or wine, and then everything else is a la carte. But lots of kid activities. Also, Abra Kadubal will be there doing trinkets with oyster shells and fun stuff for the whole family.
Okay, we have to take a quick break.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we can wrap up like how people can get tickets and what else they can expect there. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
This is Captain Richard Phillips. In 2009, my United States flagged merchant marine vessel was boarded by Somali pirates. The U.S. Navy intervened and saved my life. Our nation's sea services keep the world's waterways open and help our nation's economy stay strong. Help support our Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marine so they can stay on the job by joining me as a member of the Navy League of the United States. Learn more at thenavyleague.org and donate through the Combined Federal Campaign number 58495.
Hey, Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why isn't 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The National Building Museum presents Designing for Disaster, a new exhibition exploring how design, engineering, and construction respond to natural disasters. Discover how we can save lives and build more resilient communities. Featuring the interactive Wall of Wind, where visitors of all ages can test proof performance in hurricane force winds. Open now at the National Building Museum. Find hours and admission information online at nbm.org. That's nbm.org.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're talking to Travis Croxton of Rappahannock Oyster Bar and many other things, but Oyster Bar at Union Market and the big Oyster Fest that's coming up on September the 6th. So you got a lot going on there. What is James River Distillery? That's something new, right?
Yeah, actually, a buddy of mine, John Staples, was actually driving into Richmond to drop his daughter off at a camp or something, and called me up, said, "Hey, come to this auction that's going on." So I went to the auction, and half hour later, he'd have bought a distillery in Richmond. So anyway, knowing that I've got restaurants and that my wife was actually looking to get into doing something after raising our three knucklehead kids. They partnered up with Matt Brophy from Flying Dog fame, and they've opened up James River Distillery, which just launched their first product, Commonwealth Gin, on Virginia shelves 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And they're going to actually debut in Washington at the D.C. Oyster Fest.
So what will they do? Will they be mixing cocktails? Will they just be pouring taste? How will it be set up?
Eamon, our head bartender, will be making a great punch with their gin, and we'll also have it for other service as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, we only got a couple of minutes. Let's make sure everybody knows how to get tickets. It's on September 6th at Union Market. If you don't know where Union Market is, you can
Google
it.
Better figure it out.
off of 5th Street Northeast, right?
Off of Florida.
Okay, yeah.
Between 5th and 6th.
Let's just list off once again. You have a restaurant opening.
Wait a minute. What? We haven't told him where to find it on the
web.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought he said
See
it.
See what
sorry.
She does to me?
I know. Yeah. I can't help it.
The best is on look at our Facebook site, Rappahannock Oyster Bar, and that'll have all the event information and where to get tickets.
Well, and also if you go to the list, are you on it.com,
click
right to the event.
Which was a huge help, actually. Thank you very much
You're very welcome.
And we also have one I failed to mention also, we're doing a punch with Catoctin Creek also. And it's just
Boy, you better Uber there because you're not going to be driving home.
Nobody's driving home.
That's for sure. You're going to eat oysters, you're going to be horny and drunk.
Flying
you're going to be a mess.
Dog is there also, as well as DC Brow. So,
cool.
Three stars, Flying Dog.
It's going
to be awesome. A lot of fun.
We'll be there.
We'll see you guys next week, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, so
2 weeks.
2 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, I guess the restaurants are open next week. Okay. Sorry, I messed up.
All right.
All right. So now we're going to talk to Mark, right?
I thought we were going back to Sapporo.
Oh, we are going back to Sapporo. Oh. Yeah. Sorry,
Travis,
about that.
I am going to have you switch with Doctor, please. All right.
So, Dave, one of the things we were talking about before the show started was, you know, we had the guys from DC Beer Week on, and there's this explosion of craft beers, and I mean, all of a sudden, everybody's at, you know, out of the kitchen and into the brewery making beers. So what does that do? What's, you know, what is your competitive niche? Is it restaurants? Are you out there competing with all the, you know, all the craft beers, old and new? How does
sure.
That work?
The craft beer segment is definitely growing each year. It's been growing double digit for the last 4 years, and it's still on fire. But what it's done, it's really inspired people to try other products, be willing to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've been really been focusing on, you know, a lot of our about 65% of our volume is done on premise across the United States, restaurants, obviously sushi bars and everything. But our big marketing programs over the last 3 years have been trying to drive new general market distribution. If the thing we're trying to stress with Sapporo was versatility, you can drink it with nice fish or chicken, something of a lighter fare. With Travis's oysters, you don't want to do anything to overpower that. So maybe you try Sapporo Light, a little lighter in alcohol, a little lighter in body. So, but our big focus is trying to drive new distribution in the general market.
Can we talk about the light beer for a second? I think sometimes light beers get a bad rap because, like, beer snobs think that there's something not...
Well, the calories are gone, and so is the taste.
The quality is not as good.
That's been the big item. A lot of people think because it is so light... you know, you keep going down in calories. One brand's 96 calories, and the next one's 65, then the next one's 55.
It's
you know,
water.
How much calories can you take out? So I think the big thing is people worry about taste a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one thing we try to do with Sapporo Light is we try, our alcohol content is slightly higher, even though it's a light beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're at about 3.9% alcohol by volume, where Sapporo is about 5%.
What are you going to be pouring next?
The next one is our Sapporo Reserve.
Okay.
This one will be just a little, this is an all barley malt product. So it's a touch darker. You'll notice the color if you compare it to the Sapporo. It's a little darker, nice little, maybe more of a tan head on the product. And I think you'll find it's just a touch more of maltiness if you taste it, especially versus Sapporo. But we're real proud of this product. And this is one that we're trying to get in some of those accounts where maybe beer snobs hang. Maybe they wouldn't try Sapporo, but maybe they would try Sapporo Reserve.
Okay, great.
Very nice.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. So,
Epicure.
Mark Silverstein.
Yo.
And Dr. Amar Madkur. So,
how are you?
Hi, guys.
I guess we should start with the whole fact that healthy eating doesn't mean that it can't be fun eating, it can't be delicious eating. And that's why people watch Epicure, which is your Telly Award-winning show, your web series, that pairs top chefs with a top doc to talk about how you can and still enjoy food but not kill yourself eating it. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. That's
where did the concept come from?
Okay. No, that is a great question.
I have lots of good questions.
Yes, you do. You're,
I thought
like
that was an obvious question.
Nikki has done her research. She is like,
Mark, what did you do with the money you stole? That's a more...
Follow the money. It's in the beer, I think.
It's the economy.
I think, I got to say, and I can say this because it's a brilliant idea. And it wasn't my idea, so I can say it's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get... You
know, was it Armour's idea?
It was Armour's idea.
No,
it was
all Armour.
No, not my idea at all.
All right, so here you go. You got GWMFA, George Washington Medical Faculty Associates. GWMFA, GW Docs. Okay, is that... Okay, I can do that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The largest independent physician group in D.C. with 750 provider and 51 clinical specialties. So they have the top docs around. So what else do you have? You have the top docs. You got the top chefs. You put them together. You show people. Well, I mean, everybody comes to you, doctor, and says, you know, what am I supposed to eat? What am I not? I mean, healthy eating. But you make it fun. You make it interesting. You make it watchable. You're
an OBGYN, it's pregnant. Nikki is pregnant with our 48th child, aren't you? No, she's not. Honestly, I'm just interested in the sex these days and not the kids. We got enough of those.
Is that why you had Travis on with the oysters?
That's right. That's right.
We have oysters on every week.
Got a trunk full of oysters. But okay, so
it brings me business.
For pregnant women, you know, the old stereotype of a pregnant woman is that, you know, she's got a she has a voracious appetite. It's kind of step on her foot and her mouth opens. You know, they'll eat anything, and maybe that's true or not true.
Wow, well, I'm so glad you're saying this.
This is why he was married three times.
People do gain weight, and the question is, what should they be eating?
So, you know, overall, I mean, there definitely is going to be a larger number of calories you're taking in during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as much as you may think. It's only about 300 calories more a day during the second trimester, maybe up to 400 in the third trimester.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking, just to be clear, are we talking about the women gaining the weight or the men gaining the weight? I would just want to put that out there.
Sympathy.
Exactly.
Sympathy. I picked up about 65 pounds with each pregnancy.
Several fathers in here who I think can relate.
Is that true, doctor, though? Isn't there some sympathy weight
you mean,
gain there?
You mean fat Jordan Harris back here? No.
Jordan. Well, I don't know if there's anything in the medical literature about it, but if it helps, I think why not?
All right, but women do gain a lot of weight during pregnancy.
Well, it depends. Like, there are recommendations as far as how much women should gain as far as weight in pregnancy. Women who are of normal weight starting off, anywhere between 25 and 35 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And if the heavier you are before pregnancy, then the less you should be gaining.
He keeps looking at me because I gained 50 pounds with both my pregnancies.
The Redskins tried to sign her as the middle guard.
Really? But I worked out throughout my entire pregnancy. I'm in the food community. We ate very well. It's just what my body
All right,
body
so talk did. About the kinds of foods that you steer people away from and steer people toward.
Well, that's actually something I talk about almost every visit with most of my patients now. With the foods that you want to avoid, there aren't too many, actually. Like, you know, some things that you do want to try to avoid are any sort of unpasteurized dairy products, which is not a very common thing in this country. If you live in France or you're vacationing in France,
just no French cheeses.
Exactly, you may not be able to do that. But most of what we get here is pasteurized, so that's not a big concern. You know, fish and seafood, that's always been a hot topic as far as nutrition. Though there have been some recent changes, like what the FDA recommends as far as seafood intake.
Isn't there concern with mercury?
Right, but not many. But you can. There are ways around that. So there are certain fish that are lower in mercury that are very safe, and so things like cod, tilapia, shrimp. Very, very safe. Even, you know, light tunas.
Oysters are safe.
But that's shameless. Sort of like information that people aren't clear on because they think they're not supposed to eat raw products like sushi. A lot of people are told they shouldn't eat sushi when they're pregnant.
Right. And I think the concern there is two things. It's the mercury potentially
getting something funky too.
Right, and also then the foodborne illnesses, which also if we you know, in this country where you have. Food standards are quite high. You know, there are outbreaks of foodborne illnesses that come around every now and then. But for the most part, I actually don't tell my patients that they have to avoid sushi entirely. They can have.
Well, let's talk about the chefs that you bring on there. Mark, you can run the list of top chefs. But do you tell them what you want them to prepare, or do you ask?
No, they come up. This has been an amazing journey because I mean, with Dr. Madkor, we shot with Vikram Sundaram over at Rasika. Mm-hmm. We've shot with Spike Mendelsohn and Riz Lacoss and Jeff Tonks and David Guas and Jeff Tracy. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Vikram did Pregnancy Tapas. I want
right.
to hear about
it
that.
It was so good. I mean, unbelievable.
Makes you want to be pregnant, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't need an excuse, thankfully. I can just go in whenever I want. But it's have you ever had the avocado banana shot? It is incredible.
Where? At Del Campo?
At Rasika.
No. Oh, at Rasika. Vikram. Yeah. I thought you said Vic. I thought you were talking about Vic.
You got to listen to me.
Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you. So, we asked the chefs, will they do this? So they are so kind. They let us in. We have to schedule busy doctors and busy chefs, mm-hmm. get together with them. Chefs, so we tell them what areas. So, I mean, we have done, like we say, pregnancy tapas, but we've done memory. We've done aphrodisiacs. We've done nootropenic diets for people who are receiving cancer treatment, low fat, low cholesterol. We have all these different
categories.
And
then you have all the recipes to go with.
Yeah, they're all online.
Mm-hmm.
We can say later
on. You can say right now.
GWDocs.com/Epicure.
Okay.
And that's where you can watch it. That's where you can download the cookbooks.
So the shows are you post new shows
every month.
Every
month.
And they're available on demand.
And and you can go on there and watch past ones with Patrick O'Connell. You can watch. I mean, we've had all the great chefs in town, and you know it's interesting because you learn. And what's interesting is also you get to watch the doctors. Yeah, now these aren't doctors who are used to jumping in front of a microphone, but to see how great he is, they take over the shoots. I don't even need to be there.
And he reminds me of Clooney on ER.
I'll take that comparison.
Yeah, sure
they're never in the same room at the same time.
Yeah,
so, you know?
That's weird, man.
Are they scripted? I mean, are they totally scripted? We have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how the segments are put together, how the chefs get to pick topics, things of that nature.
Okay.
This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Our federal employees have played an important role in upholding our nation's values and beliefs. GEICO would like to recognize their contributions and wish all federal employees and their families a very happy and safe Labor Day weekend. For over 75 years, GEICO's been helping federal employees save money on their car insurance, and they'd like to do the same for you. So if you're a federal employee or belong to a federal association like BIG, FLIOA, or NARF, find out how much you could save with a federal employee discount. Don't wait. Go to GEICO.com today or call 1-800-947-AUTO to get a fast, free rate quote. That's GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Keep all your weekends safe and get peace of mind with GEICO Auto Insurance. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, talking to Mark Silverstein and Dr. Amar Madkor about their internet TV show. We can call it a TV show, can we not?
Yeah, web series.
Called Epicure.
Just watch it. I don't care what you call it.
And it's about how, and they pair top chefs with Dr. Madkor to talk about eating healthy, but eating well and enjoying it. My one question for you is around the office. Are they fawning all over you, or are they trying to frag you because you're now a media star?
No, I think if anything, it's gotten a lot of good press, and patients that come in usually are excited about talking about nutrition, and they have these episodes playing in the waiting rooms, so it does open up the room for different conversations.
How do you work with the chefs to make sure that the dishes that they're putting in these web series are actually nutritional?
I mean,
how,
I just want to make some one thing. We switch out the doctors.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
I got that.
Yeah, okay. So there's multiple doctors.
So what?
We switch out the doctors.
She looked at me during the break and said,
so
there's no one else.
Right. So
today, Washington, tomorrow's of our old
you know. But how do you all work with the different doctors and the different chefs to make sure that, you know, the nutritional value is what you're looking for?
So I got a list of a couple of recipes ahead of time before the shooting. So mm-hmm. I looked over them and sent in my okay. I thought that the avocado banana chaat looked fantastic. It mm-hmm. had avocado is a fantastic food for anybody really in general, but for pregnancy as well. It has lots of very rich. It's very rich in antioxidants. Great levels of healthy fats. So it's anything that contains avocado, I think, is ideal for nutrition in general or pregnancy.
Do you put all the nutritional values in?
Yeah. Then we explain why the doctors like these particular ingredients,
mm-hmm.
why these, you know, whatever the various food may be helpful in whatever the particular.
Well, let me ask you, have there been any surprises? Has there anything, you know, because you're a doctor, you know mm-hmm. your stuff, and Mark, you know food. Has there been anything that sort of popped up that surprised you in any way?
Well, for me, I just interesting to learn the substitutions. You don't have to work that hard to, you know, and I that may not sound all that surprising, but it's always easy. You go, oh, well, instead of doing this, I can do this. Instead of using regular oil, I could use grapeseed oil mm-hmm. and fry something in. Instead of using a salad dressing, I could use the vinegar and oil. Instead of using or yogurt or there's always turkey bacon instead of bacon if you want to do, and the doctors are always recommending those kind of things along with moderation. And it's just been interesting to watch that. It's interesting to watch the chef sort of go, okay, I got to be healthy here. They're used to cooking for, you know, not always healthy. And
well, have any chefs turned you down because they said they couldn't cut it?
No one has turned us down. It's really been interesting. I mean, sometimes there've been, you know, it's a little difficult to schedule, but every one of these chefs who's helped us out, and the doctors who, you know, and remember we're talking about cancer treatments or. I don't know. We had David Guas talking to put together some gluten-free, chewy honey almond bars with a hematologist.
You can't get that at Bayou Bakery.
Actually, he does sell that.
Is he selling it now?
He does sell that at Bayou.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big seller for him.
That'd be the only thing I haven't had there.
So let's tell people where they can find it. Where they can find these the web series.
At gwdocs.com/epicure. Season 1, season 2, you can go on the pages, download the cookbooks, watch the episodes, the recipes are all there, so you can, when you go out shopping, just pick out some of the things you need and come home and make it, and watch us make it and put it together as we prepare it.
Just give people just like a couple of the topics, just so that they hear it again, like some of the topics that other than like gluten-free or for pregnancy.
Okay, so we celiac disease, we did that. We did, as I said, aphrodisiacs. Cajal Armstrong put together gravlax mm-hmm. and some lobster dish. What did we do? We did low-cal, low-fat with Chef Jeff. Robert Wiedmeyer did superfood smoothies, and we did that with Dr. Lisa McGrail. And so it's just every one of these kind of different medical topics you can find are out there.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
I can talk to Dave Mahoney. Sapporo. So
yes,
I think Sapporo, I think automatically sushi. I think sashimi. I think, you know, the tempuras. But obviously you guys want people to think more than that. So what do you suggest people pair Sapporo with? Anything that you would pair a good beer with?
Sure. You know,
like more beer?
More beer. Yeah. And also, you know, all the discussion about the Epicurean discussions here, we always say we drink Sapporo in moderation too. So we don't want people to think we're here pumping volume all the time. So, but, you know, the one thing with Sapporo,
you're among friends here,
so. We talked a little bit about it, versatility. Obviously, you know, sushi, fish, chicken, items like that. But what we're trying to say is, you know, Sapporo can be enjoyed in a variety of other eating arenas. You can buy a German beer in places other than a German restaurant. So, you know, we're trying to get people the ideal.
It effectively is a German beer, isn't it?
Well, it's followed by that recipe,
right.
Yes. You know, the food pairings, you know, obviously what we're focusing on is trying to get people to try it. You know, why can't you enjoy Sapporo with a hamburger? You know, during our late August barbecues, try Sapporo with a hamburger, see what it tastes like. We think, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there. And obviously probably the ultimate food pairing that you have right here in your home market is Nationals Park. There is a sushi stand there that has Sapporo, but it's right around from a hot dog. So there's an ultimate food pairing. Try a Sapporo and a Nationals Park dog.
Baseball and sushi. I don't know. Well, that works for me. So I got an idea for you. You guys should do a Sapporo cookbook.
Well, actually, we're actually looking at something like right
okay,
like
I
that
want
right
50%.
Now. 50%. I was going to try to get you down to 40%. But
I love the way I say that, and you go, "Yeah, we're thinking about that." Sure. Of course.
What are you going to be pouring next?
That's it.
We didn't
have the light. We had just the premium menu.
Right. That would be good.
I can definitely pour.
Awesome.
It's a great sound.
There we go.
All right, cool.
So, thank you.
All right, well, let's talk about Epicureans.
Okay, bring
all right,
it in.
This is an annual event. It's taking place August the 29th through September 1 in Morven Park in Leesburg, and it's an opportunity to savor the best of Virginia, the finest wines and cuisine. You've got wine seminars and more. Beth Erickson, who is president and CEO of Visit Loudon, is here, along with Jordan Harris, our old buddy, who is the winemaker and GM at Terrera Winery, and Jason Miller, who's owner of the Wine Kitchen and more. Where are you?
Right here.
He's right there.
Yes,
much right
more.
In front of you.
Well,
where
two
are you
more. Sitting down. Two more. That's a lot.
Yeah.
They're all here to talk about that event. So, Beth, why don't we let you do the umbrella?
Sure.
Explanation of what we get when we show up at Epicureans.
Sure. I think over Labor Day weekend, the epicenter of the culinary world will focus on Loudoun County, Virginia.
Excellent.
Absolutely. So as you'd mentioned, we've got 18 wineries, a distillery, Catoctin Creek, craft breweries, and cideries coming to Loudoun County. And we're going to be doing food pairings. We're going to have dynamite chefs. It is going to be a hot, exciting place to be. And we're thrilled to be here today to talk about it.
Well, can you explain the setup of it? Because it is going on over several days. So give people sort of a virtual tour of what the grounds will look like and how it'll be set up.
The grand tasting is on Saturday, which is August 30th at Historic Morven Park, which is a stunning, stunning setting just north of Leesburg on Route 15.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be the grand tasting. And we're going to be three components of the grand tasting, one of which is the Virginia Tourism Corporation big tent where we're going to be able to taste the finest of Virginia cuisine. We've got fried chicken coming up from Gordonsville. I'll say Travis is going to be there. I think it's all oysters all the time.
Right.
So Travis will be there.
Travis is everywhere.
You're going to run out of oysters.
And then Travis is actually going to be in our second tent, which is the Virginia Wine Marketing Office, where we're going to be doing discussions and educational sessions about wine. Everything from Virginia varietals, how to truly do the perfect pour. Travis is going to be a part of Bubbles and Brine,
which
I love the name of it.
So is the Wine Board part of this?
Virginia Wine Marketing Office, absolutely.
Got it.
And then we have our chef demo tent, which is Sterling Restaurant Supply's chef demo tent. And I am so excited. You know, people who love golf want to meet, you know, Tiger Woods. And people who love tennis want to meet, you know, the Williams sisters. Southern home cooks want to meet Natalie Dupree.
Without a doubt.
And
she's been
I am
in studio.
So excited.
She's amazing.
I will be the biggest goober. I'm going to have my 1992 Southern Memories cookbook that she signed for me ready to go. So I'm thrilled. But we also have Scott Druno of The Source. We've got Jason Alley from Pratt Pasture and Comfort, both in Charlottesville and Richmond. So, and Shannon Overmiller from The Majestic. So it's going to be a really robust day.
Actually,
very excited.
Jason Alley's the only one that hasn't been on the show. Remember,
I know.
Right?
Everybody else.
We'll come on out and interview
Scott's
him.
Scott's a real southerner.
Yeah, he's good.
From Ithaca, New York.
Exactly.
Y'all. He's from the south end of Lake Cayuga, so they say that. So what will they be doing exactly?
Well, the chefs are going to be demonstrating and pairing Loudoun County wine and spirits with their dishes. So they're going to be talking about their signature dishes. I know Shannon's going to be serving up her she crab soup, which is award-winning. Mm-hmm. So again, it's that that opportunity to get some of the best, to get tips from some of the best chefs out there.
Great. All right, cool. Jordan, tell us about how you're going to be involved with the event this year.
Well, sorry, I'm just really excited about being part of Epicureans. I mean, it's in our backyard, and it's this overall event that is really putting Virginia wine and food on the map in future years that I'm excited about. So We're trying to jump into it as much as possible. We're working with Jason, who you're also going to be talking to in a second.
Really, I don't know. Maybe we'll just let Jason sit there and you can just talk over him.
So we're actually
he's looking at Jordan. Go all right already.
So we're going to pair our two wineries with a couple of his restaurants to do food and wine pairing just within the Grand Tasting Tent, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. But we're also doing this really cool thing that's new this year. The ultimate blending experience, where there's 8 different wineries that we're going to get together and have this tent.
Yourself included.
Yeah, myself. There's 8 Chains North, Fabuli Cellars, Northgate Vineyard, 868. Jump in for whoever I'm missing. I know there's a bunch.
Okay.
We're all going to be getting together and we're going to be tasting with 4 different groups, each winery. And the idea behind it is in the end of the day, so there'll be a winner from each group. And then at the end of the day, we will judge all of the blends that these pairs
put
together.
But who's doing the blending? The people in the
people doing
event?
Yeah. The winemakers are going to give them a little bit of a training session and then say kind of let have it. And the person who at the end has the ultimate blend throughout the entire competition in the day goes on and actually gets to make a wine with the winery that trained them through the course of the year for the launch of a 2014 Epicureans blend that'll come out next year's festival.
That's great. Just make sure it's fair, because Nikki and I engaged in a competition like that.
I won. I mean, that's not a surprise.
Well, it's going to be fair as long as Tarara wins.
I like the way you think.
All right, Jason.
It's evil, but it's good. Well, we got 1 second.
No, we don't. We have a full minute.
Oh, we do have a full minute.
Okay, so Jason, let's start. You don't have to talk fast. We'll come back to you. So, Jason, how are you participating this time?
We are pairing with Jordan at Tarara and offering, there's going to be 2 tents, and we have 3 restaurants. We're going to have a restaurant at each tent. The wine kitchen.
What are your 3 restaurants?
We have the wine kitchen in downtown Leesburg.
Right.
And then we have a wine kitchen on the creek in Frederick, Maryland. And then we have WK Hearth, which is our
Italian. I've been to the one in Frederick, Maryland.
Yes.
It's very good.
WK Hearth is our Italian concept in Percival, Virginia, in an old farmhouse. Mm-hmm. So wine kitchen Leesburg and WK Hearth will be paired with Jordan at with Tarara and Boneyard Wines. And we'll be doing some sample foods, and then also have the chance to buy some entrees as well.
Well, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, we should talk about the education tent too, because I think that's a big deal.
Okay, great. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
Runners, do you need a race slot for the Army 10-miler? Join Team Fisher House to become a champion for military families and get a guaranteed slot at this year's race. Fisher House secured a limited number of race slots exclusively for their supporters. Do more to show your support of the military than by saying thanks for your service. Take action. Join the team to make a real difference in the lives of service members, veterans, and their families when they need it during a medical crisis. Register today at teamfisherhouse.org/ATM.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Hey, we're back on Foodie and the Beast, and we're talking to the people from Epicureans, Virginia, which takes place the 29th through September 1st out in Leesburg, and we're hearing a bunch of interesting stuff. Jason Miller is here from the Wine Kitchen. And Jason, you obviously know your grapes.
Yeah, I know enough to be dangerous.
You do. Well, don't we all? I know enough about the other side. So there's an education tent, and that's one of the things, you know, the more that wine, beer too, but wine becomes sort of central to going out and enjoying and all that, the more intimidating it can be for people who really aren't in the know yet, and they're surrounded by people. Oh, I'll have the 85, blah, 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 and you're like, oh, huh? I'll have the Thunderbird. Yeah. So in the education tent, I know they're going to be talking about Virginia varietals and cider and sparkling wines and all that, but will there be tastings in there too? Will people get somebody help them figure out why this is good and why this isn't so good?
There'll be some tastings and some talking about why certain wines work with certain foods and why they don't. You know, I think it's important just to get a baseline knowledge, you know, in terms of, you know, fatty foods go with better with, you know, wines with a little more tannins or lighter foods. Or, you know, it's like sparkling wine goes really well with fried food. You know, just little nuggets like that.
Yes,
that
we know.
And oysters.
Yeah,
apparently.
And oysters. That's a really theme.
Rappahannock oysters, specifically.
You know, there'll be talk
man,
about
you owe me
service.
Money, yeah. Travis.
No I feel like every time we say Rappahannock, we should say drink.
So that'll be, and is that going on like the 29th through the 1st? I mean, will that tent be up?
That'll be the grand tasting on the 31st.
Got it. Okay. Interesting.
30th, I'm sorry.
All right. And so, and then who's manning that tent, Beth?
That'd be the Virginia Wine Marketing Office. And there are going to be five sessions that are happening, one of which is, you know, the perfect pour, which talks about how the right stemware and proper wine service actually, you know, affects the taste of the wine. There's going to be Virginia Wine 101, which goes from everything back from Jamestown to Jason. So that works out really well. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do a pairing of Virginia cider and cheese, which cider is such a hot, hot topic.
Plus, you've got great cider out in Virginia.
Oh, my
great
God,
cider.
Yes.
Great
and cider. We are so excited. I've already mentioned the bubbles and brine. Mm-hmm. And then I know your good friends, Jason Tesoro down from Barbersville, will be up to also do perhaps a rematch for you of ultimate blending.
Right, another fixed contest.
It could be.
Now, all of these, so is that all included in the price of the
it
ticket?
Is.
You don't have to
it
buy
is.
Separate tickets for the different salons
Correct.
Or anything like that?
Once you get on the grounds, it's open that you can experience anything that you want to. Mm-hmm. And that's important because we know that people really want to engage with the food purveyors. They want to engage with, you know, the winemakers. We actually have, and this is really cool, we have a French chef giving a butchering demonstration, which is wonderful, using a Loudoun County hog. So mm-hmm. we are, again, I think it's a great place to be a foodie.
It's wonderful unless you're the hog.
I know, right?
That
makes for a bad
There's
day.
There's a downside there,
There's
too.
A down. Yeah,
but I think people really want to learn about all these
they
different
do.
Things.
They
I mean,
do.
You know, I'm assuming you got a lot of feedback from the event last year, which is why you put some of these other things in place.
We did. And we know that, you know, part of when some of the greatest feedback that we received, besides the opportunity to engage with our winemakers and our restaurants, the wine education tent was really, really well received. Of course, the chef demo tent. Everybody loves celebrity chefs, and they mm-hmm. love to be close and intimate. And I think that
I beg your pardon. This is a family show.
It is a family show. We already have beer port. But I think the intimate nature of it is what makes this a really unique experience, and we're thrilled
about
it.
Well, the thing that I like is this ultimate winemaker experience.
It's hot.
Is really hot. Well, it gives somebody a chance to become a superstar.
Well, and it's going to be fun, and it has that competitive nature. And if you know, if anybody's interested in it, when they purchase their tickets, all they have to do is to say that they want to be one of the 48 who will be selected to do this very competitive mm-hmm. yet compelling experience.
Can they pair up, or is it just a
single
person?
Yeah, they can
person?
Pair up.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool. All right, let's talk about the offsite
sure,
events because
yes.
you have a lot going on.
Absolutely, we have our opening night kickoff event, and that's going to be at the Marshall House right downtown Leesburg. And again, this is an opportunity for us to showcase a lot of our historic venues in Loudoun County. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have Shannon Overmiller will be there, Natalie Dupree will be there. I have it on a really great authority from Travis right behind me, who will also be there.
Okay.
So again, a good way. To engage in them. I know.
Is he cloning himself?
He is everywhere.
You know, I'm getting exhausted just hearing his name all the
and
time.
That's up, Jason Alley, Jason Tesoro, and myself. It's a party.
It's a party. And right. then also that evening, there is a dinner. 8 Chains North has a dinner and twilight tour. On the 30th is the grand tasting, which we've talked about. After the 30th, the fun will continue. I mean, after the grand tasting, the fun will continue. There is a fabulous Oatlands 1940s party. There is a Summer of Spain wine dinner at Northgate. And then on the 31st, which is Sunday, we start off the day with a brunch spectacular at Salamander Resort, a picnic in the vineyard at Green Hill, which is also right in Middleburg. Beautiful vineyard. We have a local tour at Goodstone Inn. And then on closing the entire festival will be a Catoctin Creek dinner at Magnolia's, where we are going to be doing, again, just some fantastic pairings.
There's only 4 days
it's technically three.
So how's anybody... It's going to be a long 72 hours.
I would like to say that I think that we're going to try to corner the market on making Loudoun County the wettest market.
You are.
Wettest county.
What are the hours each day?
Well, it varies. And you can find the complete schedule on our website, which I would encourage people to go to, which is epicvirginia.org for a complete schedule and ticket information.
Wow. Okay. Jordan, are there any new wines that you're bringing from Terrera this year? Anything we should know about?
Well, we're definitely going to have some of the Boneyard wines in one of the tents that's going to be some of the newer stuff. We'll have, the bubbles will definitely be there, which I think you tried before. But we'll have some of the newer vintages of our single vineyard wines, our estate stuff that we just bottled up. So we're pretty excited in the Terrera tent.
Your harvest is coming up soon, yes?
It is.
So can people come and help with the harvest? I always wanted to do that.
Really? Are you insane?
I am insane. Just ask my wife.
Want, here's the deal. If you want to show up at around 5 a.m. and you can work for me up until about 9:30 when I get over there, then at 5 o'clock I check out. So if you could stick around until midnight, that'd be cool.
You're right. Go ahead. Have a good
time. Can I step on the grapes?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, harvest is actually the most fun time of year. But yeah, it's coming along and it's looking like a great year so far. But knock on wood, I said that in 2011 before it started pouring on August
29th. Well, we only have a couple of seconds. Wait. I mean, how do you harvest now? Do people walk up and down the rows with sacks? I mean, how does it
just
work?
Little clippers and baskets.
That's it?
Yeah, it's all hand harvested, yeah.
Okay, before we wrap them up, Jason, I want to come back to you.
Yes.
What about some of the food that you'll be bringing to the festival?
Yeah, we're doing
some
great food. To pair with the Boneyard, we're going to be offering our meatballs that we make in-house with all local pork, all local beef, and then braise that in local heirloom tomatoes. And then we're going to also do a pepperonata deviled eggs. So we'll be pairing that with the Boneyard wines. And then for the Terrera wines, we're going to do a hummus and cucumber tamponade. Nice and light and fresh, and then a flank steak nacho. And one of the cool things there, we'll be offering our entrees, will be a taco.
And those are for purchase?
Those are the samples. And then people will be able to buy lobster roll tacos at the Terrera tent.
That sounds yummy.
And then
I'm salivating.
Lamb shoulder pork barbecue.
Not bad.
That we're going to do there as an entree as well.
There's a reason why we wanted to share tents with
them. I understand. All right, that's Epicureans Virginia, the 29th through the 1st. Be there in Leesburg, be there, or be square.
That's right. Okay.
All right, so before we close...
Do you want to wrap up with Sapro? Can they say anything?
Yes. I just want to mention that Travis is going to be on Epicure.
I was going to say, that would be a good part.
I just want to mention...
Can you just come up quickly?
Yeah, I'd just like to add Travis is our brewmaster in training. Check it out on Sapporo.com.
And I just want to say Travis is getting overexposed. He might as well be naked. All right, I want to thank the folks that do support the show before we wrap up. Georgetown Bagelry, Great Bagels, Neighborhood Restaurant Group, Black's Restaurant Group, the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay. Nick and I were just down there on Tuesday. We did a show from there that you'll hear later on in September. Mm-hmm. The Mandarin Oriental Washington, we've got another show coming up for them as well. The American Land Board, the Virginia Wine Board. And if you're not a sponsor of this show, as I'm proud to say, then shame on you. You should be. How about that?
Okay.
So everything you folks heard today on the show and more, you can find in the list or youwantit.com, Nikki's website, everything about times and places and how to get tickets and information about events and activities all around the area. You can listen to Nikki on WTOP at 1250 every Sunday. And 11:50 or something like that on Thursdays. It keeps moving around.
It's not. It's 12:10.
Whatever. 12:10.
Every Thursday. 11:50.
Start listening at 11:50. You'll be nice and in the groove by then. Follow her on Twitter. And what else? We're not going to be here next week. It's my birthday.
But that's not why we're not going to be here.
Yeah, but it's also Labor Day weekend. Oh, that's not nice. God, already it starts. But we will be back the following week. Who's going to be on?
Yeah, September 7th is going to be a terrific show. The Wilder Brothers are going to be back in studio.
Those
They've
guys.
Got their new cocktail spot, The Chaplain. And Ethan.